welcome to today's episode. I'm really excited to have you guys listening today and also to be introducing my very special guest, Stephanie Love, who is based in Wellington. Stephanie is a human resources professional who is taking steps to bring about positive change for Kiwi employers and employees with a new solution designed to put people before profit. Hi Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today. Really, really cool to hear about your business. I just wanted you to, first of all, maybe introduce yourself in a short, succinct statement so our listeners can hear all about you.
Oh, hi Linda, thank you so much for having me. I'm very grateful to be on the podcast today. To everybody listening, my name is Stephanie Love. I am the founder and director of Stephanie Love Consulting and my subsequent product business, People First Index. I have a background in HR. I've been in human resources HR for 10 years. I've worked at various organisations, including Disney, Coca-Cola Amatil, and the Ministry of Social Development here in New Zealand.
Wow.
I've worked across multiple industries, tourism, FMCG, professional services, hospitality, manufacturing, retail, entertainment, and obviously public sector.
Busy lady.
A little bit in my career. Yeah, lots of variation, which has been really great to get exposure to all those different organisations.
Wow, I'm particularly interested in Disney. Tell me about that. Were you based overseas for that one?
Yes, I was over in London late last year working for Disney. I was very fortunate, got the opportunity to work in a remuneration capacity working on the 21st Century Fox acquisition by Disney, which was a really interesting time to be there. The perks at Disney were fantastic. We had a cinema in the office. I met Minnie on several occasions. It was a really great experience. I enjoyed that very much in London.
Good on you. So great. Now you tell me that you've moved recently from Auckland, where you've been based for quite some time, down to Wellington. So what prompted that move?
So I came back from London in January, very fortunate, just in time before COVID-19 hit. And I had a wee contract in Auckland where I worked for Coca-Cola Amatil. That unfortunately came to an end of April with COVID-19. So I was one of the people that have been affected in my employment. And I started working on my business during lockdown. I sort of started having these ideas about what I could do, what I could use my experience for, that I could really start my own business. And then I kind of put a pause on that for a little bit because I felt like I wanted to get some additional experience. So I ended up moving to Wellington to take up a role at Ministry of Social Development to work in this public sector, so get a bit more exposure to public sector and the government. So I made the wonderful move down to Wellington in July, which I've really enjoyed. I really enjoy Wellington. Everyone's very friendly. It's so easy to get around. And fortunately, you don't have to deal with too much traffic like when I was living in Auckland.
That's very true. So you can just walk everywhere down there. It's such a great city.
It is.
So much going on. Fantastic. So, okay, so you're living in Wellington and you've recently decided to launch your own business. And I know in the past you mentioned that you've done some freelancing and consulting, but this time you're jumping all in and you're saying, right, here I am. Here's how I want to use my amazing background, skills in HR, human resources, to help business owners here in New Zealand. So can you give us a little bit of an overview as to what this new business is all about?
Yes, good question, Linda. So during my time working in the public sector, I kind of realised that I had enough to get started on my own and really launch out this consulting business out to New Zealand and the world, really. And so I made the decision that I'm going to work on the business full time. And the kind of the premise of my business and what I'm trying to do or what I would love to do to work with business owners and HR leaders in New Zealand is to support them and work with them and identify opportunities to implement practices that are quite progressive in terms of how organisations treat their people. So these could be things like four-day work week, parental leave provisions above the legislation, you know, gender equal leadership at the top, all of those things, which we know research has showed us that can support employee engagement. And we know that the more engaged employees are, the more likely likely they are to be innovative, creative, productive, retention levels increase, all of those great things that have a huge impact on an organization's bottom line. During my experience over the last 10 years working in human resources, is what I gathered was that there are some organizations that are doing things like this really well. And what I wanted to do was to combine that all together and put together one way of measuring or identifying all of those opportunities. And that was, so my Stephanie Love Consulting business is designed to help organizations to identify those opportunities. And I've actually developed a framework or a product that can actually help them do that. So I've developed what's called People First Index.
Wow, okay, you've been a busy one. So what is People First Index?
So People First Index is a framework that measures the extent to which an organization puts its people first. And it provides some opportunities to potentially increase this. So I've developed an inventory of items which looks at different people practices and identifies, working with business leaders and HR leaders, whether the organisation that you work and lead actually do those. And then, because the index is based upon empirical research in New Zealand and overseas. So if I can give an example of one of the things that we'd look at is the four-day work week, which we know Perpetual Guardian in New Zealand has implemented.
Yeah.
Productivity, so they were on full pay, but they reduced their working hours by 20%, but their productivity overall increased by 20%. So it's working with organisations to identify those opportunities where they could implement something like the four-day work week that would have a positive impact for their people and positive impact for their organisation overall.
So is it about then employers balancing staff satisfaction with happiness and productivity and finding the perfect fine line / balance where they can tick the boxes for everybody and people can feel satisfied yet productive and the business is still ticking along well? And are you finding that businesses are struggling to get their head around that kind of framework, or are they welcoming it?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Linda. I think productivity and employee satisfaction is actually interchangeable. I think it's the same thing. So I feel like the better an organisation treats its people, and we can link this back to research as well, is there is a link between how productive they are. So job satisfaction does have a direct impact on the profitability and the overall success of the organisation. So what People First Index does is uses employee engagement or ways of being a great employer to your people that will lead to greater organisational success. So I've seen it firsthand with my own eyes. The best employers in New Zealand and around the world are actually the ones that are doing really well financially as well. So there is a direct link. Your second question was around whether business owners are getting their, you know, are they struggling to get their head around this? And I think previously profit and revenue and generating revenue and managing operational expenses was really important. And it all still is to businesses today. But what a lot of organisations fail to recognise or need a little bit of help to understand is that if you invest in your people, it will actually have a direct impact on your profitability of an organisation anyway. And it's actually about what can we afford that will actually increase the engagement of our people and change our culture. So I don't think that they're struggling to understand. And I think now's probably a really good time to start looking at those things that an organisation could do, because people are starting to really ask questions about who they work for, and particularly the workforces entering, you know, the future generations that are entering the workforce now. They want to ask questions about how they're going to be treated. They want to know the organisation is ethical, and there's a really strong argument putting in those practices that will ensure that they are an ethical employer.
Yeah, the millennials are calling for that, aren't they, really, and younger. So are you doing this because you were, I guess, working in organisations where you saw there were gaps and you're like, gosh, something needs to be done to solve this problem? And you're like, I'm going to go, you know, back to New Zealand, get back there, get into normal life. And now you've come up with this idea because you can just see that we really need this. Businesses are calling out for the solution.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's an opportunity here. I think that there are so many great things going on around New Zealand, like engaging with Diversity Works as an example. So diversity and inclusion kind
Yes.
of initiatives. Rainbow Tick is also doing some fantastic things for the rainbow community. We've
Yes.
got Gender Tick, we've got Equal Pay Awards, things like that. And we've got all of these things that are kind of happening in New Zealand, but there's nothing really pulling it all together. And I'm very, the way I approach things is very holistic and big picture. So what I wanted to do was kind of pull that all into a way of identifying where all the opportunities are. And that's all they are, the opportunities. They're not a be all and end all. They're not for every single one, won't suit every single
No.
organization. And that's where my expertise, my experience can come in, is I can help an organization understand what are going to be the best initiatives or best things to do that are actually going to have biggest impact for them.
Fantastic, fantastic. Have you trademarked People First Index?
Not yet.
Okay, sounds like that'd
One
be a good
more.
idea.
I hope so. Yeah, I've got really ambitious goals with this. I think there's huge potential because I've worked in the US and the UK, and I think that the framework is developed for a New Zealand environment, but I would really love the opportunity to expand globally as well. Because there is Glassdoor, which you can look at an organization and how it treats its employees, but it's not validated, it's not independent, it's not really that reliable data. It's kind of like someone just doing a review.
Okay.
So this way it would be validated, it would be reliable, and it's done by an independent organization. So people can be certain that whether an employer says that they're a adopter of the People First Index and they are a People First employer, then people can be assured that it is with integrity that they say that.
And people want to work for organizations like that, eh? They'll be like, I want a job there.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. So, just talking a bit more about you and your business growth, how has your business evolved since you first started it?
Yes, so I first started out as a sole trader in 2016. So I was working as a contractor where I specialised in remuneration, so pay and benefits for a New Zealand organisation. And I was really enjoying working at a strategic level in human resources. And then over time, I decided that perhaps what I should do is take that organisation and take it one step further. Instead of working as a sole trader for one organisation, work in a consultant capacity with multiple employers. So I'm kind of working with all of them, understanding what their business needs. And the thing with COVID is that we have to be creative now about how we generate revenue. The way of generating sales and, bringing in money into organizations is kind of gone a lot of the time now, and organizations are having to be more innovative and more creative about how they approach basically staying in business. So I feel like now's the opportunity for me to use my experience and my qualifications that I've gained to help multiple organizations. So this year is when I relaunched my business as Stephanie Love Consulting, and I've launched People First Index as a product of Stephanie Love Consulting.
Oh, good. Is Love your surname?
Yep, that's my real surname.
I love it. I thought that sounds like a great consultant's name, but obviously it's yours, and yeah, it really works well. And you're giving love out there to the people, to employers and employees. So I really wish you all the best. But before we wrap this up, Stephanie, I just wanted to ask you if you can give some tips to other business owners in New Zealand at this current time, based on your broad range of expertise.
Yes, thanks for asking that, Linda. A really great question. So I guess one of the first tips I'd give out to business owners is just go for it. I guess really just give it a go, even if it's just a passion project on the side to begin with, and it's something that you're kind of working on. I really feel like there's a market and there's a niche for everything that everyone's got to present out to the world. So I really love that during lockdown, a lot of people decided that, you know what, the status quo is just not working for me anymore. I really want to try something new, and I really want to put my passion project or my business out to the world. And I just want to say, just go for it. I've been reading this book Light is the New Black by Rebecca Campbell. And one of the things she says is what is the worst case scenario? And if the worst scenario is, you know what, if it doesn't work, I'm just going to go back to my old career, I'm going to go back to my old job. What's actually happening is if you do that, you're actually living your worst case scenario by staying in your current career. And that really jumped out at me to be like, okay, well, maybe now's the time to do it. And I just really want to give or inspire other people that have these ideas that are brewing to just have a go, just put it out there. You know, if you've got financial or, you know, relationship support, that's fantastic, and just give it a go.
I really like that. And I think there has been a huge shift this year in people's attitude and what is a priority and what's really relevant and important to people. More than ever, we've kind of gone back to those, I don't know, those basic values and the family values and working from home and trying new things. So that's really good advice. Yeah.
If you haven't checked it out yet, there's the Facebook page called Choice that has a whole bunch of New Zealand made products on there, which has just blown up since lockdown. I think it's Choice, and it's I'm so proud of being a New Zealander and all the creativity in the world. So
yeah,
I just, if there's someone, you know, someone else that wants to has something that they think they've been thinking about for a while and maybe their current career isn't working, then just go for it, just see what happens. You just never know.
And could those people come to you for some advice and some consulting, you know, support in their initial startup phase? Because I know starting up a business isn't for the faint-hearted, and there's so much to consider. So would you offer help at that point as well?
Absolutely. Who I intend on working with is businesses of all sizes, sole traders, small, medium, the biggest employers in New Zealand, because I think what I've got to offer or the product applies. If you've got, you know, people in your organisation, then I think what I've got to do applies to anybody. But also I was coaching a little bit during lockdown as well, so I do have a coaching business where I help people with their CVs, with offering career advice, some tips on how to negotiate pay for women as well, because we know that
we do find that hard.
It doesn't come naturally to us. And so I do have that kind of consulting side of my business, coaching side of my business, that I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody. Reach out to me on LinkedIn, have a look, you know, click on the links on your page to go through to my website. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And if you're in Wellington, more than happy to go for breakfast or a coffee.
Lovely. Actually, you're the first person from Wellington that I've had on this podcast. So really excited. Yeah, really excited. And I'm sure I'll be down there at some point soon so we can have a little session as well. Before we wrap up, Stephanie, I just wondered if you've talked about LinkedIn, if you could give us your website URL and let us know if you're on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, so my website is www.stephanielove.com. When I was trying to think of a business name, I was like, what represents me? And I was like, well, there's nothing better that represents me than my own name.
Especially with love in there. I mean, no one can compete with that, right?
I'm very fortunate given that name. So yes, there's the website, and I do have Facebook. It's Stephanie Love Consulting, and Instagram also Stephanie Love Consulting. And then you can just look me up, Stephanie Love, on LinkedIn. People First Index also has its own Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn pages as well.
Wonderful. Well, look, I hope we can catch up in a year or so and see where you've got to with this. And maybe you can share some case studies with us of some of the clients that you've worked with. So really, really exciting to hear what you've been up to. And I wish you all the best.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Linda. I really appreciate you taking the time.